When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so here's how it's going to go. Normally at 8 o'clock, we would do the Pettycast. We would get petty. We'd highlight a lot, and it's very college heavy this weekend. Not sure if you noticed, ton of pettiness going on around the world of college football this past weekend. We normally do it at 8 o'clock. However, 8 o'clock today, we will be joined by Case Keenum. So he's going to join us at 8. So we'll do the Pettycast right now. Why not? Let's get into some of the things that happened over the weekend. Super petty. And probably the biggest thing, Seth, this flag planting epidemic during rivalry week in college football. And now we've seen flag planting before. Baker Mayfield. Probably he's the genesis of the whole thing back in, I'm sure it was done back in the 70s, 80s, 60s and things like that. But Baker Mayfield, the most visible one doing it back in the day. We'll get to Baker here in just a second. When he planted the flag on the O when they beat Ohio State back in, I think it was 2017. But Michigan, Ohio State, probably these are all the examples of flag planting causing some sort of issue on the field. Michigan, Ohio State was the big one. That involved cops coming out there with pepper spray. The visual of Michigan players rubbing their eyes because of the pepper spray that was being administered by the cops there. Jack Sawyer of Ohio State stealing the Michigan flag from the players and then just running away and throwing it away. Jack Sawyer, a linebacker for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Ryan Day is catching a lot of heat up in Ohio because of his complete lack of activity during that whole dust up at midfield. If you saw that game, Ryan Day was standing a good 20 to 30 yards away from the whole thing, just staring at it like a bystander. He's not in there trying to break it up. He's not saying anything. He's just got this blank stare on his face that, quite honestly, I know that stare. That's the stare of somebody who just lost to a 20-point underdog at home in a rivalry game.
He was going through some stuff. He was having that moment like, oh, this is how this all unfolds, I guess. Look, D'Amico, okay, D'Amico and trying to quell the melee after the Aziz Alshire incident. Of all people who could have kind of given the whole, hey, the sun is going down, big fella speech to Aziz Alshire, D'Amico would be that guy. Yeah. D'Amico was completely ineffective there. I think that Ryan Day, maybe as a guy who's been a head coach longer than D'Amico, might have realized, like, I'll let the authorities take care of this. what am I going to do? All I'm going to do is make myself look less effective as a leader by jumping in and trying to stop something that I know I can't personally stop.
Or someone told him there was pepper spray. He's like, oh, screw that. I'll let them pepper spray everybody else.
My face is red enough already.
But the NC State North Carolina game, same thing happened. Florida State and Florida, same thing. Flag planting, brawl. Arizona State and Arizona, same deal, except instead of planting a flag, Arizona State planted the trident that they have, for the Sun Devil. And that was a little uncomfortable watching an Arizona player come up, take the trident out of the ground. And now you've got two players struggling over an apparatus that has four sharp points at the end of it. Like, oh, what could possibly go wrong here? Two guys struggling over a trident in a crowd full of human beings. So Texas wanted to go do some stuff on the A&M logo after that game was over, but Steve Sarkisian came over and pulled them away, said, guys, we're not doing this. Did you watch the games earlier today? Here's my pettiness in all this. Gus Johnson. Gus Johnson, Fox announcer, play-by-play guy on the Michigan-Ohio State game. Let me lay it out here. Gus Johnson getting uptight and getting upset about the dust-up between the two teams.
Something interesting is going on the field right now. Michigan tried to plant their flag in the middle of the Ohio State field, and the Buckeyes rushed right to them. And now there's some skirmishes going on the field. An unsportsmanlike gesture by the Wolverines. Unnecessary. They've won the game. No need to be disrespectful.
Okay, it takes two to tango, first of all. Like, Ohio State is part of this fight as well. He's going after Michigan for planting the flag. Two things here. One, why are we so uptight about planting a flag on a logo? It's not like he's planting it in the middle of the opposing coach's chest or something like that. That's number one. Mm. Number two, Gus Johnson, and Joel Klatt was doing this on the broadcast too. Like, nobody needs to see this. Hell yeah, I need to see this. This is entertaining as hell. The two teams going at it in the center of the field. I love this. Don't speak for me, Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt. This is awesome right now.
I go, you know it all though, Sean. I can't excuse the planting of the flag on the logo. I feel like that's selectively acting like humans don't do a bunch of stuff that has symbolic meaning that's larger than, okay, like, when do we get to care about the symbols that we usually care about? Is it only, you're not allowed to care about the symbol at the center of your football field after you lose a football game? Like, Michigan knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a sportsman-like activity. It's not like the jubilation of the moment or something. You're specifically going out and trying to just stomp on their logo in the middle of their field. So I don't like the flag planting.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
No. I think it's bogus. I think it's Bush League.
Do you?
I really do. Yeah, I don't like it. I've never liked it.
I kind of like it just because it's...
I honestly feel like you should be allowed to plant the flag, but you're going to get beat up for it and there's no repercussions.
Oh, I'm cool
it's
a, with that
it's
too.
A, the fighting words doctrine.
Yeah.
You know, like they're just if you go up and you tell somebody to his face, you know, that your dead mother's a whore or something like that, you lose some legal protections in the fight that inevitably comes after that.
Yes.
Likewise, okay, if you plant the flag, all right, if your cars all get keyed in the lock, if the bus gets firebombed, you're not allowed to sue.
Cool. I'm here for all of it. Like I'm just here for the conflict. Great. I like that. Yeah. You know, there should be a rule though. If you're a 20-point underdog or more and you win in a rivalry game on
then
the opposing field,
the
then
flag.
You get to plant the flag. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there should be a rule. I mean, we're embracing gambling. Why not use it as some sort of barometer for whether or not you get to symbolically plant a flag in the middle of the field? So anyways, a lot of people uptight about that. Baker Mayfield was actually asked about this in his Tampa Bay Buccaneers press conference after his game against, who they play, Carolina this week. The reporter said, hey, man, you're the flag-planting OG. Where you come out on all this?
Many kind of consider you the OG when it comes to flag planting. What was your reaction to a lot of the flag planting we saw yesterday, and I guess maybe some of the pushback to that flag planting yesterday?
There were like four, weren't there?
You know what, I'll say this. That OU Texas does it every time they play. It's not anything special. You take your L and you move on. I'll leave it at that.
Baker, would it be a mistake for the NCAA to outlaw that?
College football is meant to have rivalries. It's like the Big 12 banning the horns down signal. Just let the boys play.
Yeah, let the boys play. I'm with Baker Mayfield. Now, this I will, and this is a petty cast, so maybe I'm getting a little petty here. Using the OU-UT game as some sort of barometer for flag planting, that's a neutral site game. That game is played at the Cotton Bowl every year. So that's not... Mm-hmm. Baker beating UT in the Red River rivalry and planting the flag. It's not, he's not planting it on the Longhorn logo at midfield in Austin. He's planting it in Dallas. So that's it's not a great comparison right there.
But right. Yeah. You're pro flag planting. I'm anti flag.
I'm pro anything that starts fights like we saw this weekend, man. Yeah. By the way, the last bit of logo talk here, and then we'll get to the next thing in the Pettycast. The South Carolina Gamecock mascot. It's a little chicken. They were walking it before the Clemson South Carolina game, or at least during it. Maybe took a dump right there on the tiger paw at midfield.
Okay.
You can't really control that. Birds can't control their bowels. I don't think they took it out there and said, "Okay, cocky, go ahead."
And it's bird poop. It's like how much other bird poop is out there on that field right that moment.
Good point.
It's not a big deal. Yep. It's bird poop.
All right, next.
You get some on your jacket, you clean it off later on. Yeah.
Hey, you get pooped on by a bird, supposedly it's good
now,
luck.
Now, if they had trained it to poop on command, that's a whole
different story. Yeah, different story. So a lot of college football in the Pettycast today. We're doing the Pettycast early because Case Keenum's joining us in about a half hour. He's joining us at 8 o'clock today on the show. James Franklin, the head coach at Penn State, not usually a big fan of James Franklin myself here. I've been very critical of James Franklin this year and some of the ways he's handled press conferences and things like that. I thought this was a fantastic answer. Apparently the handshake between James Franklin and Maryland coach Mike Locksley after the game on Saturday was very frosty because Penn State scored a late touchdown in that game and Mike Locksley did not like that, thought they were running the score up. I thought this was a great answer from James Franklin about that cold handshake between him and Locksley.
Yeah, I get it, right? At the end of the game, we throw a touchdown. I get it. But a couple things I will say. My job is to put the threes and fours in the game. But when the threes and fours get to go in the game, they get to play football. Those guys deserve to play football. Your ones are in the game. You were trying to score. We're trying to score. On top of that, you're playing cover zero. If you don't want, play cover two. So I'm good with it. And on top of that, there's also a change in college football. We are trying to play as long as we can, make the playoffs, and be seeded as high as possible. And scoring as many points and a point differential matters. All that matters. And if you don't get that, it's really not my problem. So, W, 1-0, I'm good with it. Anybody that's not, that's their problem.
It's a fantastic answer. He's absolutely right. People that complain or get salty when the score is run up on them, look in the mirror, man.
Don't bring your youth league sentiment to my college or NFL football game.
Yeah.
High school, I would say same thing, man. You're dealing with kids. But especially now in college football, where these guys are paid professionals.
Yes.
I don't care how old they are. They are legal adults who are paid professionals.
Yep.
And if you don't like having the score run up on you, then freaking stop them.
Yes.
Yeah, don't try to, like, what are you trying to do? Salvage some dignity by whining after the game?
Right.
No, look to yourself first. I'm with you, James Franklin.
Yeah, I am too. I thought that's two great points, man. I got to let my threes and fours play football also. They're not just going to hand the ball off the whole time. And I love that a coach is acknowledging that, hey, yeah, man, sometimes we need to score extra touchdowns in the fourth quarter because it's a selection committee who, let's face it, most of them are probably just looking at final scores. They're not watching every game. Look at the people on that committee, and you tell me, are these people sitting down in a room with, some of them might be, but not all of them. A lot of them are looking at final scores of games, and sometimes you need to run up the score. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about it, Mike Locksley. All right, this is going to be me getting petty a little bit here, but I think it's also the subject of this audio we're about to play. Brian Kelly can be a very petty human being. The LSU football head coach who was formerly the head coach at my alma mater. He did a press conference following their win over Oklahoma, and for him it's press conference. We'll see where they go to a bowl game. LSU finished the season 8-4. People are up in arms in Baton Rouge over that. They're not big Brian Kelly fans right now, but Brian Kelly is telling everybody he's keeping receipts.
Whatever camp you want to jump into, go right ahead. You know, we had 5 freshmen and 2 sophomores on defense today, playing their tails off. So, you know, again, we're taking receipts and, you know, we'll see you at the national championship.
Ooh, so okay. We're taking receipts. We'll see you at the national championship. There was a follow-up question to this from a reporter. Said, what exactly do you mean by we'll see you at the national championship?
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You said see you at the national championship. You're talking about like next year or near future or what?
What do you think? What do you think? Listen. Here's my point. The standard is the standard here, right? The standard. I didn't come down here to go 8-4. I'm not happy about 8-4. Okay, nobody in that room's happy about being 8-4. What they're happy about is they've played well after a 3-game losing streak, and they bounce back. And this game teaches you lessons about grit and toughness and perseverance and not giving up. And letting go of the rope, right? They easily could have fractured, right? Instead, they stuck together and they stayed committed and they beat two teams that were really good football teams in this league.
Okay, well, yeah, slow down. You beat Vanderbilt and Oklahoma, both of whom are 6-6. So
we'll see. Boy, I'll tell you what, that was an all-time. I wonder if he realized that, as he said it, like, crap. As soon as he said, "We'll see you at the national championship game," sometimes in the heat of the moment, you know, you're talking big and everything, and then
You mean like Brian Kelly at his introduction back when he was signed on as the LSU coach?
And I haven't even won all my games yet.
Yeah, you still haven't, dude. Yeah. You still haven't won all your games yet. He knows that we keep receipts, too, out here as well. You know, we can all keep our receipts.
We were doing one-on-one pass rush. Where was it? This was the Texans early on. I can't remember which player it was. A defensive lineman got into it with the offensive line coach, mm-hmm. like started jawing back and forth, yelling at each other and everything. And we're pulling this defensive lineman. I remember who it is. I just don't want to put his name out there. We're pulling this guy away. And he had been ripping into this all. He was getting some good shots in, and then he goes, and then he yells, "Yeah, it's all fun and games until someone starts laughing," and we're like, "All right, I guess that's a point to make. I guess all right." Come on, man. Let's get you out of here. You had a good thing going. Yeah. You'd really shut the old man up until, I don't know what the hell
it's
that
all
is.
Fun and games till someone
until someone starts laughing, yeah. Until somebody does something that would be a continuation of the fun and games.
Was it Jameis Winston? Was it just, no. It feels like something Jameis would say.
I was never a teammate of Jameis Winston.
Oh, you wish you could have been.
I don't know though. If you knew that, Sean. I must be older than you think. Yeah. Never been a
teammate of Jameis Winston's. So Brian Kelly, petty, and me a little petty too towards Brian Kelly. Last one here. We're doing an early petty cast here. Case Keenum joins us top of the hour. Lamar Jackson's mom did not think she would make an appearance in the petty cast ever, but apparently she's not happy with her son's performance against the Eagles on Sunday.
I feel like there were some opportunities to run today for you that you may have passed up.
Yeah, my mama just told me that. She just cussed me out, so like I'm mad. So like we gonna get after it, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. We gonna get after it. I can't wait to this bye get on. Like we got the Giants coming up. I'm ready to go. Like I'm just ready to go, man.
So what did she cuss you out about?
She said it was lanes I should have took and ran. But you know, I was just trying to let guys develop routes. We had developing routes. And I was just trying to go through my progression. But yeah, she right. I'm gonna do my like. I ain't I'm sorry. I'm sorry for this. I'm just mad because I feel like we should win these games and we not getting them done.
Yeah, they're 8-5 right now. They have the same record as the Texans. It's the Ravens
same. Well, and these are some of the same concerns that bubbled up last year with Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator. Lamar didn't have any designed runs in that game, which is interesting. All of his runs were on scrambles or broken plays. So that was that down the stretch last year, there was kind of a dynamic where, okay, they need to balance the run, the QB run, the passing game more. And credit the Eagles defense and Vic Fangio. They specifically went into that game saying, we're going to load the line of scrimmage. We're going to take away the run. And we'll take our chances with your wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ravens still don't have top-notch wide receivers as a group. So that's where the Texans game versus the Ravens gets interesting. Man, the biggest threats are probably still Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson's legs.
Yes.
And how that sets up the passing game. And you gotta roll the dice a little bit and pick one, I think. All and right. And D'Amico's done a pretty good job of that, of selectively dialing up blitzes, selectively figuring out when to play more aggressive. A lot of it just hinges on can Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter hold up in man coverage enough to allow you to do all that other stuff.
The goal is to get Lamar Jackson's mom really angry after the game on Christmas Day. They can shut down Lamar Jackson. We want her to be as angry on Christmas as she was on Sunday after the Eagles game with the Ravens.
I don't want to ruin Miss Jackson's Christmas completely.
Pettycast.
Well, I know, but she's also like, I think she's like his main contract advisor.
She is,
right?
Yeah,
and he ended up getting a pretty damn good contract against the skepticism of many, many others, myself included.
Yeah, no, yes. It would have been.
So I don't know if I want to trifle with her too much. She'll come after me.
It would have been funnier if she was angry like this before he had signed the big extension, and she's like,
yeah,
we're never going to get this big extension if you don't start running the ball more, man.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he had brought that up.
Great.
You know, my mom's got incentives in her contract that are hinging on my performance.
Right.
And yeah, yeah.
Okay, I know we got to get out, but I got to read this text. 5-Hour Energy Fan Line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. Sean, this is regarding the flag planting.
Mm-hmm.
Many stadiums are memorial stadiums. Showing Ooh. Disrespect has a bigger meaning in those cases. Mm. I see the flag planting as disrespecting a grave site.
Ooh, dang.
Wow.
That's taking it another level. Boy, you are a jerk, Sean.
I know.
Why don't you have some morality to you for once in your life?
I know.
Just
am I the biggest jerk? Is it Aziz Alshire's hit is the worst hit in the history of football, and I'm the biggest jerk on talk radio because I want flag planting to be legitimized.
You basically just peed all over our country and anybody who's ever given their life for a cause.
And
Sean,
every memorial stadium across the great old country of the US of A, yes.
The problem is that a lot of these memorial stadiums are also named after a huge, huge corporation too. So it's like, okay, does that balance each other out? I don't know.
I see you as disrespecting corporate America. Okay. Okay. All right, D'Amico Ryan's met with the media yesterday. D'Amico on his star player. Boy, do we agree with D'Amico? Is this guy the best? We will have that and a whole lot more. Case Keenum joins us, top of the hour. Stay there.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.